Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Astros coming off a series in Kansas City where you took two out of three, lost the finale of the series yesterday. And, I mean, you look at the way things went for Doug Fister, and you know, that seventh inning kind of got away from him a little bit. But before that, he was matching Ian Kennedy pretty much pitch for pitch.
Yeah, both pitchers were exceptional yesterday. Their guy lasted just a touch longer than our guy. And, you know, I think the 3-0 home run really changed the face of the game, but it also changed Fister's approach where, you know, he got a little bit away from his game plan. We ended up not executing a couple pitches, and then you see three hitters later, it's a single and a homer, and the game was opened up. So very unfortunate to end the series that way, but in proper perspective, we can take a step back. Look, we just won a series against the Royals on the road, continue to play really good baseball. We had two monster innings that separated us in the first two games. They had their version in the third game. We walk out of there with a series win and back into division play.
And you mentioned the first two games of that series and scoring 13 runs in each of those ball games. But, you know, the Royals still had their share of traffic. And by and large, your pitchers did a good job of minimizing damage. And there were some situations where the Royals had chances to really get back into those first couple of games but didn't.
Yeah, no, it was a good job by our starters by continuing to throw strikes and not give any free passes. The other way about that is not give them too many cookies to hit where they can hit their way back in the game. You know, Keuchel did a good job in the first game. Fire scuffled a little bit in the middle part of the game and had to be removed, but our bullpen came in and shut the door. So I liked how our team played as a whole. We got out to a big lead. We kept tacking on runs. We held them in check for the most part on a team that's scrappy enough to come back in those situations. So, again, very proud of our guys.
Today, little change to the lineup. You had been batting Marwin Gonzalez in the two spot with Altuve third. But today, Gonzalez not on the lineup. Luis Valbuena getting the start at third base and batting in the two spot. What do you like about the way that lineup's constructed at the top?
Well, I like breaking up the right-handers. You know, the more I've seen it with Marwin, the better I've liked it. And so with Marwin getting a day off today, probably back in there tomorrow, Louis gets a chance to get in between Springer and Altuve. There might not be a better spot to hit in our lineup than between those guys. And it gives Shoemaker something to have to deal with as a left-handed hitter. It certainly it will lead to some decisions down the line in the game for Socha. And it was really between he and Rasmus. I want Rasmus to have a few more RBI opportunities. Luis swung the bat very well in Kansas City. I like the fact that he might get some fastballs behind Springer or in front of Altuve. He's got some pull-oriented stuff to him. If the guys are on base, the hole will be open. So Luis hit there before. He's not an ideal, perfect two-hole hitter, but he'll hit second tonight.
Change in the rotation. Lance McCullers was supposed to start tomorrow, not starting tomorrow. What happened with McCullers?
He developed a blister, or at least the start of a blister on his first finger during his throwing after his last start. And I heard about it yesterday. He probably could tough it out and hope for the best. But with the All-Star break coming up, we have 10 or 12 games left. You know, he's only a couple starts in between there. We'll push him back and avoid any sort of soreness in his finger. We have Scott Feldman in the bullpen, who's been very good out of the bullpen. We'll also be able to be stretched out a little bit, and we have the off day on Thursday, so our bullpen can recover from soaking up a few of the extra innings. So smartest decision for us is to insert Feldman and push Lance back to the weekend or maybe even Monday.
And you want to see Feldman, I'm sure, in the rotation again. Struggled in the rotation to start the year, but has been really good out of the bullpen.
Yeah, and he's been good in his history as a starter. You know, he didn't totally deserve to come out of the rotation when he did. He was the guy struggling the most in a rotation full of guys struggling at the time. And he responded well to the bullpen. Fires picked it up. Keuchel McHugh picked it up a little bit. Lance got inserted into the rotation. Davinsky's been in and out of the rotation. So I have a lot of faith in Feldman, and he can rattle off a nice start and put some pressure on our guys to see where we go rotation-wise.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
June 27, 2002 was a day for the dramatic home runs at Minute Maid Park. The D-backs scored twice in the second and once in the fourth off Nelson Cruz. Lance Berkman hit a solo homer in the bottom of the frame. Then Brad Ausmus tied it with a two-run shot in the fifth. Craig Counsell drove in his fourth run of the game in the sixth to put the D-backs back on top. Arizona still led 4-3 when the Astros came up in the ninth. Byung-Young Kim came in to close it, but not so fast. After one out, Craig Biggio walked and Berkman was hit by a pitch. Jeff Bagwell singled hard to left and Biggio had to stop at third. After Darrell Ward struck out, Jeff Zahn stepped in to pinch hit. He immediately launched a game-winning grand slam into the bullpen in right center.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid. Put good in, get good out.
We've got Chris Davinsky here on Astro Launch. This is Steve Sparks. And Chris, you're from this area, and it's got to be a thrill for you. Do you ever come here to Angel Stadium and look around during batting practice when you're shagging and just think, man, I used to watch games here?
Yeah, big time. You know, when I first got here today, actually, I came out early. You know, we had some early hitting, so, you know, came out here and, you know, remember the, you know, brought some good memories of when I was younger. You know, always wanted to play here, and, you know, actually, you know, it's coming real, and, you know, it's actually reality now, which is pretty fun.
I know you don't think about it during the course of probably outside of before the game and after the game, and you're out there competing, you're locked in, but at any point are you in the hotel or anything just thinking, man, I'm in the major leagues right now. I'm actually getting a chance to do what I've dreamed of my whole life.
Yeah, you know, before the game, when I wake up in the morning, you know, when I talk to God every day, you know, I thank him for, you know, blessing me with this opportunity. And like you said, when I'm out there, you know, it's game on, you know, you know, pedal to the metal, let's go. But, you know, after that, I sit back, I relax, and, you know, I enjoy it.
You and I have spoken a couple of times, Chris, about motivational speakers, and there's a couple in particular that you love to listen to. Can you tell us about them?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a long year playing baseball, and it's a grind, you know, at times. And, you know, sometimes when I'm feeling down, you know, I throw some motivation, some inspiration on. You know, Ray Lewis is one of those guys, Eric Thomas. Weightlifter from here in Long Beach, California, Compton, California, C.T. Fletcher. You know, and it's just, you know, it does something for me. You know, it gets me going. It keeps that fire lit. And, you know, it reminds me of what I come from and, you know, everything that I've been through to motivate me and keep me going.
What's the main message that you like to take away from something like that? Is it just to motivate yourself and don't wait on anybody else? What is it?
No, you know, it's just to remind me of, you know, everything that I've been through, you know, that's helped me along the way. And don't forget all the hard times I had, you know, before this. And, you know, the same thing these guys talk about, you know, to find a way to keep going and, you know, persevering and stay determined to, you know, the task at hand.
You talk about hard times. Are you talking about minor leagues or growing up, just making a tough upbringing?
Yeah, just tough upbringing, you know, where I came from. You know, a lot of people doubted me. But, you know, here I am now, you know, doing what I love. Like I said, you know, God's given me the opportunity, and you know, I'm blessed.
And who believed in you first? I mean, obviously you have to believe in yourself for others to do that, but who was the one person that gave you hope early on in your life?
Oh, my pops, for sure. You know, he pushed me, and you know, to see something within myself. You know, and I saw that. You know, and I've always believed in myself, and keep it going.
What's the one thing you have to eat when you come down to Southern California? Right. You come back to Orange County. What's the one place you got to go eat?
Got to go to In-N-Out, no doubt about it.
What do you order? In-N-Out's a burger franchise around here. What do you got to get?
Just get a double-double, no onions.
There you go. That's Chris Davinsky. Welcome back to Southern California. Love having you on this team, and thanks for catching up.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Go Astros.
Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.
Got some emails from some listeners checking in on our website, astros.com/radio. So one of the questions we have is from Matt Hogan in Houston. 2-1. That's high. 3-0. And he
call
wants
him
to
Hulk.
Know. Yeah, that's what you call him?
That's what I call Matt.
All right. He wants to know, what exactly does eye black do for a player? Here it is earlier talking about Colby Rasmus's eye black, 3-1, and Kane hits it in the air foul and out of play behind the first base dugout, 3-2. And he says, does it deflect the sun or absorb it in some way besides looking like Ziggy Stardust or a twisted D. Snyder? What else is its purpose?
Twisted D. Snyder, I love that. Loved him in Pee-wee Herman's Big Adventure.
That was clearly his best moment. Payoff pitch, curveball in there for strike three, and Kane knew it. Froze him with that 68-mile-an-hour bender, and that is the fifth strikeout for Pfister, one out.
Oh, yeah, that was a beautiful pitch. Well, what it does is there's a reflection off your cheeks when the sun's out. So I believe Babe Ruth was the first player to ever use eye black, and I think he took charcoal and just wiped it across there to take the sun glare off those chubby cheeks, and people started to copy him.
And another question from Matt Hogan, listening in Houston. Pitch to Hosmer. It's an inside corner for a strike. Hosmer has singled and grounded out one for two.
Matt gets two questions.
This one's a PS.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Three infielders on the right side. Now the 0-1. And Hosmer hits it foul and out of play off to the left. Matt wants to know, said, please ask Robert what his favorite hair band was. Sounds like Sparky is a Kiss man. Rock on.
You'd be wrong, Matt. On my end, anyway. You might be a Kiss guy, Robert. I could see that.
I like Kiss. I would say they're my favorite hair band, though. 0-2. That's low. 1-2.
Who are you going to go with?
I'd probably go with Guns N' Roses.
Oh, wow. I didn't expect that. I thought you were going to say Dokken. Mine was Poison or Rat. I don't know. Or we could reverse that, Rat or Poison.
The 1-2. It's high. Hosmer able to lay off the fastball to even the count.
Never really got it when those hair bands broke out in those ballads, though.
That was always a dramatic turn of events, wasn't it?
Those concerts, it's like every thorn has its rose, or every rose has its thorn.
2-2, driven deep to right by Hosmer. Springer is going back on the warning track, makes the catch a step shy of the wall. Springer with a great jump. And that is the second out. So Poison or Rat, or Rat, yep, or Poison.
That's right. Rat, I love Round and Round.
Pitch to Salvador Perez, misses outside for a ball. I'll be honest with you, that's the only Rat song I can name, and I think most people fall into that same category.
I used to get really dizzy to that one.
Pitch your questions to the booth. Email your questions to radio@astros.com. Radio@astros.com.